Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday night, and you know exactly what that means. It's time for the Real Conversation with Shayna Thornton. Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton is your radio talk show spotlighting the critical issues of today. She is certain to feature expert guests and celebrities each and every Tuesday night. She is a celebrated newspaper columnist, popular blogger, and award-winning radio talk show personality who has a passion for groundbreaking discussions. Here she is. Let's welcome the one and only, the engaging host for the national show. Please give it up for Shayna Thornton.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton, on this awesome Tuesday night. Thank you for joining us right now. We are so honored and thrilled that you have selected to spend the next 30 minutes with us, and I promise you, you will not be disappointed. You know, this national radio talk show really does cater to all communities. We aim to bring an array of important and relevant topics with exclusive celebrity guests into your home each and every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, we hope to deliver refreshing and original radio programming that will hopefully influence lives in a very real, game-changing manner. Our featured conversations and segments really are relevant to every member of our national listening audience. Please stay connected with this show and share us with everyone you happen to know. We are excited about how we're doing, the progress of the show, and we certainly value your commitment to staying with us. You know the tagline here at the show at Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton. Real talk for real people. Real talk for real people. Listen in right now while we have just a few of our dedicated, loyal listeners sharing their views about the show.
Hi, this is Leslie. I'm really enjoying the show. Let's Talk America keeps you in the know.
Hi, my name is Tina Herrero, and I just love listening to Shayna Thornton on Let's Talk America. It's wonderful. Please keep it going, Shayna.
Hi, I'm Yolanda, and I listen to Let's Talk America. Let's keep it going.
Hi, I'm Amy Bradley, the owner and operator of Resume Solutions. We offer resume writing, resume revision, and interview coaching services for clients of all backgrounds and levels of experience. We would love to address your career needs today. Contact us at 843-566-6853. In the meantime, I'm listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton. Tune in every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Thank you for tuning in with us each and every Tuesday night. We are so grateful to have you on board with us. We certainly value your time. Now, do you want to get on the air and say hello? Do you have pertinent community news to share with a national listening audience? Simply email the show at letstalkshayna@gmail.com. One email takes care of everything. We would love to hear from you. Also, connect with us on your social media outlets. If you're on Instagram, simply search Let's Talk America Radio Show. If you're on the famous Facebook, simply search Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton. Lastly, are you a Twitter fan? Well, search for us by simply putting in SS Thornton. And remember, of course, if all else fails, simply put the show's name, Let's Talk America, with host Shayna Thornton in any of your favorite search engines on the internet, and you are bound to find us out there on your favorite social media outlet. Connect with us. We would love to share our messaging with you. Well, tonight we have an exciting show for everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners of Let's Talk America around the world, we have the dynamic actor Aaron D. Spears. Aaron D. Spears is with us on the show tonight. He has been seen all over the television screen, from the very popular soap opera Bold and the Beautiful to the popular show on BET Network titled Being Mary Jane. He will chat with me one-on-one tonight about his dynamic and very successful career in the entertainment business and about his personal life. This segment will inspire you without question. Connect with all of your friends and tell them it's going down right now. This show is jam-packed and it's only 30 minutes long, so let's keep pushing ahead to encounter a very thought-provoking conversation. Right now, we will go over our words of inspiration for tonight's show. Helen Keller once said, Life is either a daring adventure or nothing. Helen Keller once said, life is either a daring adventure or nothing. Wow, the statement is simple, yet it truly says a lot. Dear on, take a moment to challenge yourself. Now, let's do our part to maintain both knowledge to dare. Let's bring in our featured guest for tonight. I am so honored to welcome him. Aaron D. Spears, a native of Oxon Hill, Maryland, is a rising star and producer. He is a 2011, 2012, and 2013 NAACP Image Award nominee for Outstanding Actor and a daytime drama for his work as Justin Barber on the cast of CBS The Bold and the Beautiful. His latest project is BET's Being Mary Jane, the highly anticipated drama series produced by Mara Brock, Akil, and Salim Akil. And, of course, they're known for their popular shows, The Game and Jumping the Broom, the very popular movie. And, of course, Being Mary Jane stars at Gabrielle Union, as many of us know. Spears has appeared in guest starring roles on television shows such as NCIS, Castle, Boston Legal, Lincoln Heights, Bones, and Criminal Minds. His film credits include blockbuster hits, Babel, and I Love You, Man, in addition to independent films, Blue Hill, Avenue, and The Mansfield 12, in which he starred, composed the lyrics to, and performed the title track and executive produced. In 1997, Spears established his very own company, Hannah LLC, which brings a new facet of spoken word poetry and thought-provoking films to Hollywood. Today, he has released two spoken word albums, Thoughts of an Untamed Mind and Inception. Spears is a proud family man, an avid sports enthusiast, and a member of the fraternity Kappa Alpha Psi. Listeners of Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton, please help me welcome actor Aaron D. Spears. Good evening, Aaron. How are you? And welcome to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thornton.
Thank you. Really appreciate you having me.
Oh, it is truly an honor. Of course, we love all of your work that you're doing with film. Now, we want to get right to it. You have had a lot of success as an actor. Share with our listeners your journey of becoming a recognizable household name. You're all over the screen these days.
You know, I really think it's more about the journey than the destination. The destination is the quote-unquote glory or the interview that I'm doing with you and any and every other thing that comes with it, but the journey is what builds the character. So, I mean, I've had so many ups and downs to actually get to this point. I won't go in depth on each, but because there's so many, I'll just give you kind of a list. I mean, when I first moved to California, I was literally homeless at some point. Literally lived in a house with six other people, all of which were different families. Three of the six people, one schizophrenic. The husband was, I don't know what was wrong with him. The wife was schizophrenic. The husband was a little strange. Then another couple, another person was on uppers. Another person down the hallway was on downers. Yeah. I mean, just a crazy kind of environment, you know, running to work each way 9 to 10 miles every day because I didn't have a ride, you know, jumping on a motorcycle, driving from Orange County all the way to Hollywood just to get a drum along, just to submit myself for projects. So the character that's built between these challenges or these hurdles that are put in front of you just builds your skin to be thick enough to deal with, excuse me, the barrage of no's that you may get before there's a yes.
Yes.
And getting to understand that sometimes it may be a no, but it's really a yes in the waiting. It just needs time. You need time to develop some other skill, some other attribute about yourself before I can turn that yes, bring that no into a yes.
And you know, Aaron, you know, obviously we recognize your name, your face all over the screen from Bold and the Beautiful to the very popular Being Mary Jane. But I know I did not know that you were homeless at one point, that your struggle was that. But that goes to show you behind every or perhaps a lot of great talents and gifted individuals, there is a testimony that's powerful that can speak to the world.
Most of the time, it's never overnight. You may have discovered who that person is overnight because of a particular project, but there's always a backstory that's taking place that you are completely and totally unaware of that has allowed them to arrive at that particular place.
Yes, very powerful. Now, you've been acted with many, many different entertainers out there. What has been your most memorable role to date?
I'm I'm going to say, for the simple fact that till this day, I still get approached about Blue Hill Avenue. And Blue Hill Avenue, given that there were several friendships that were formed out of that movie. Yes, we did a movie together, but to this day, I'm still friends with William L. Johnson, Craig Ross Jr., director.
Wow.
I forget Marlon's last name. So there's like at least four or five Allen Payne. There's so many relationships that came out of that. And
yes.
We had to go through so much to get those roles that when we got there, it was so much pressure on the shoulders of quote-unquote non-known talent. It was just insane. And then for that picture to do as well as it did, and there's still people to this day that still haven't seen it that are just now breathing life into that particular movie. And, you know, they come up to you and they express their love for the particular project and do nothing but, you know, be humbled by that.
Mm, absolutely. I know that's got to be an awesome experience for you. Now, you've worked with some greats in the industry. Who has stood out for you?
That's a interesting question because by all means, the typical people that you admire, you know, the Clarence Williams III with Blue Hill and Gideon Forsythe and all of these various names that you already know that they're great. And don't get me wrong, was the experience was nothing less than great. But for me, the biggest shock, I think, was doing the soaps, working with Don Diamond. Don Diamond, most people think maybe just a pretty face. Man, Don puts in mad, crazy work. He's a great actor. I see the amount of dedication he puts to his craft.
Yeah.
That's just one of many. Heather Tom. For me, it was fascinating to be having a conversation with the person, the individual, prior to saying action. And then at action, you go from conversation to like full-blown tears.
Yeah.
And we were just having a conversation. How in the hell did you manage to do that? Like,
wow.
That was just insane. The amount of dedication as well as, I guess, practice it takes to get to that point where you have total and utter control over your body to where you can just cry at the drop of a dime or reach some type of emotion. I mean, literally at the drop of a dime.
Wow.
That's been the most, I think, fascinating thing to me.
You know, Aaron, without question, great actors have skill because it does take talent to be able to do that, to go through different emotions at such a quick rate. Now, are there any fellow actors you look forward to working with in the future who you have not had yet the opportunity to work with on film?
Yeah, I would love to be able to expand into a Jamie Foxx world.
Okay.
I would love to be able to touch bases with Sidney Poitier and Harry Belafonte before they go. I know there's so much treasures and riches to learn from a Bill Cosby. I know I'm reaching back to that elder generation, but they literally are advanced to me. And what we can not only learn from them as people and human beings, but also the years that they put into their craft and what they continually have to offer nowadays. Forrest Whitaker, Jeffrey Wright, Lance Tate, Viola Davis.
Yes.
Love to work with my friend Taraji again, just on a whole nother level.
Okay.
You know, there's so many people that are out there whose craft I appreciate. Each experience is different. I would love to work with, what's her name? Kimberly Elise.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a brand.
Phenomenal actress.
It's a lot of people out there. I can't really just say one or the other because everybody brings a different attribute to the table when you step to the plate with them.
Very true. That very true is if we all have our own journeys also. And Aaron, you are, of course, a very talented actor, and I'm sure they look forward to working with you in the very near future. Now, you are on the widely popular Being Mary Jane on the BET Network with Gabrielle Union. Your character is a favorite among fans. Why do you think this particular show resonates with so many people? Because, of course, you've been on film before, television before, but this show seems to really take off. It's all the chat on social media. Why do you think it's a hit?
You know, I think audiences have been waiting for something that speaks to them and doesn't give you the same mundane storyline.
Okay.
This particular show is like a slice of life. You're like a fly on the wall. You're like intruding on other people's lives and their problems. Their facade may be that, oh, they got everything together. Girl, I see you got that nice person, that sweet sports car. But behind it all, you're dating a married man.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? You a You're caught up in a relationship that you can't seem to let go. You got
yes.
a brother that's smoking coke. You got another brother selling crack. You got a big mouth running in your mouth.
Okay.
Mark's store, you know, Mark's secret. So I think it dives into the nooks and crannies of lies, and it doesn't sugarcoat or try to paint over everything with this Hollywood paintbrush. It kind of gives it to you as it is, and it may not necessarily end happily. It may not be the knight
okay.
shining armor or ride off into the sunset.
Yes.
It's going to be what it's going to be. And because of that, because of the flawed characters, because of the realness of the delivery, because of the situations that we haven't shied away from and tried to not necessarily show them and insinuate them, it just captures you like, yo, I know somebody like that. That's me. Ooh, girl, that's me right there.
You know, and without question, Erin, you are right. The show is so blunt, and it is a lot of situations that real-life people may be going through. And you're right. That's a very logical reason why it resonates with so many viewers out there. Now, I've got to know this. You have had a dynamic journey from homelessness to being a recognizable face, really considered one of the greats, critically admired from people in the industry and outside of the industry. I've got to know this, and this is probably, to me, my most important question for you tonight. What advice can you offer an aspiring actor or entertainer?
Do not tell me you're a carpenter if you are not doing carpentry work.
Okay.
Don't tell me that you are a construction worker if you're not doing construction. There's so many people who say that you're an actor, but you're waiting tables. Now, if you're waiting tables or whatever that other odd and end job is in between gigs, that's totally fine. But at what point, considering you've given 8 hours of your day to somebody else, do you give at the very least 4 to yourself?
Okay.
So you have to be working. You have to be either in a play, in class. You need to, actors act, writers write, painters paint. You can't be an actor doing a 9-to-5 job and then getting home from work and not doing anything to help perfect your craft. So at what point does the actor come about? When does it just fall out of the sky? You just step out the door one day, whoa, man, somebody just left a script on my table. Oh, it's
yes.
in jail. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
No, that's it's just not going to happen. So you have to manifest your destiny. What you put energy on manifests. What you put energy on magnifies. So if you're going to magnify and manifest this quote-unquote life that you want to have and this way that you want to go about doing it, you have to actually put the actions in motion. And then the universe begins to conspire around that energy to make it greater.
You know, that's a powerful advice. You have to have pretty much applied experience or skills to pursue anything. And I love your examples. If you're consider yourself a novelist, but you haven't written anything, you are right. So you're saying, obviously, if people have to still work the 9-to-5, fine, but you've got to find ways to perfect your skill, your talent, or your dreams. It's not going to land in front of you out of the blue, right?
Very true. I mean, you're doing your show. So if you didn't have your show and you would claim that you were a talk show host, and people are like, oh, get out of here, girl. And then you're like, well, I really did the show yet. You sound like a fool. You sound like a straight fool. We accept the fact that, oh, yeah, you're an actor and put your weight to the table. And then I say, oh, cool, so where have you been at?
Yeah.
And they may not be able to say nothing because there is a catch-22 in terms of trying to get paid gigs. But you should at least be able to say, well, you know what I'm doing, a play next week.
Okay.
You know what I'm in class, studying, doing. You have to do something towards that you wish to aspire.
Powerful. Powerful and very practical advice for aspiring entertainers of any age, not just young people, 22 or 23, but if you still have those dreams at 45 or 50, it can happen. And great advice from Erin D. Spears. Now, I know you started your own production company. Pretty neat. Why was it important to start your own business?
You know, you cannot continue to complain about what is not happening in front of and or behind the scenes. They aren't enough roles in it. They're not giving us no parts, man. God damn, why they don't ever have no people to come on? You cannot continue to complain about that. I use a scenario in saying this. A machine was built to kick out Sprite. Every now and then, you might get a Dr. Pepper, but you are not going to get a Coke coming out of the Sprite machine.
Yes.
It's just not going to happen.
Yes.
You won't get a James, you might get a Denzel, Will, or Wesley back in the day, Dr. Dark Chocolate, Hershey's, you know, but Other than that, you're not going to take over. It wasn't built for you. So you're out there picketing and striking, and don't get me wrong, all of that's beautiful and dandy, but in hindsight, are you really accomplishing the goal that you set forth? Is it really going to change to your life? Why don't you put that time, energy, and focus into creating a platform that wishes to hear your story, that wishes to know your innuendos, that wishes to be a part of what you say you have so much of?
Yes.
So that was the angle that I took. I'm going to create my own distribution medium to highlight these diamonds in the rough, to raise the bar, not saying that I'm the person to raise it, but find those gems and look for people who are willing and want to put themselves in a position to not necessarily give you the same old, but, yeah, let's push the envelope.
That's right.
Let's tell the stories that you say you haven't told. Let's get into animation. Let's get into all these little, maybe a Western. But, I mean, black people are riding horses, too.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
So there's so much more to, I guess, be told, and I felt like the best way to do that and tell that would be to not focus on what isn't, but focus on what is, and then expand on that.
You know, and that's the very spirit of entrepreneurship, and that's why you've been very successful in your company, and I know you're producing some spoken word albums and films from your company. So job well done, and keep up the fantastic work. Now, I know you're a family man, in addition to being a very popular actor right now, so that's probably a juggling act. How has your family influenced your work?
Family is the one that keeps you grounded, especially when you have five kids and a wife.
Yes, beautiful.
Real quick. Believe that. So for me, it's the normalcy of coming home. Don't get me wrong, they see you on TV, but
yes,
they're hungry. They're not thinking like my dad's on TV. They're like, yo, can I get something to eat? I want a toy. I want this. I want that. They're still kids. So that, in the aspect of having to cater to five different personalities, with my eldest being in college and my youngest just being in preschool, and I got just about every age range you could think of.
You're busy.
Grocery shopping, taking out the trash.
Yes.
Grounded is what it is.
That's right. And you know, even that groundedness, though, Aaron, I know you would agree with me, there's a beauty in it. It's a beauty in life because they're only kids once, and it's important to cherish those special moments in our children's lives, correct?
Oh, most definitely. And I think over time, men begin to learn and live that experience of the beauty of it, because you have to understand that, yes, you could be there physically, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're there mentally, spiritually, and emotionally.
Well,
your shell is there. But if you're on the computer working, are you really there? Are you really paying attention? Are you really giving quality time?
That's right.
So over the years, I've had to learn, like, look, bro, you're gone enough as it is.
Okay.
So when you are there, you got to make time to create time to be with them, to do a special little moment. So when they do hit 21, they actually remember doing something.
That's right.
They actually remember you besides being on the computer working.
That's right. Well said. It's time spent. Time spent, certainly. Now, Aaron, any upcoming projects or productions you'd like to share with our listeners?
I just got finished shooting this movie called Only Light, which highlighted sex trafficking and understanding, or getting people to understand, that sex trafficking is so widespread. It's not just something that is with the quote-unquote mundane or the crazy-looking dude that lives across the street.
Okay.
It's everyday people. It's professions that you would never think would be involved in this. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. So the light that has shed and the mentality and the psyche that goes along with convincing these girls that they're safe and this is the best thing for them, man, that's a whole nother world. That'll be coming out. Hopefully, we just finished it, so I don't know exactly when. With myself, Michael Beach, and Nicole White.
Okay,
coming up.
Some of my favorites.
And then the distribution platform that I just told you about, it's not up yet, but it will be soon. Henna.tv.
Phenomenal. You are a busy man, a family man, a father, a husband, and also a phenomenal actor. Your plate is full, but you're doing it all well, Aaron. Now, before you get out of here, tell our listeners how they can learn more about you or connect with you. Are you out there on Facebook? Are you on Twitter?
I am across the board, the same handle, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and I guess any other platform that comes out, @AaronDJ. Spears, A-A-R-O-N-D, and then Spears.
Keep up all the great work, Aaron. We are looking forward to seeing you more on the television screen. Keep it going.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely night. I truly appreciate your time and the energy that you put forth towards this interview.
Thank you. A heartfelt conversation with the very popular actor, Aaron D. Spears. Stay with us. More coming up. But first...
Yes, this is actor Aaron D. Spears, and you are listening to Let's Talk America.
Thank you, Aaron D. Spears. Everyone, please do not leave us yet. We have a very powerful musical selection from rapper Terry V. So keep in mind that we come on each and every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward for you joining us for a hot, relevant conversation with exceptional featured celebrity guests. Stay with us. Want to know more about our upcoming schedule? Simply visit www.blogtalk.com/Shayna Thornton. All content original, copyright 2014 by Shayna Thornton. Rapper Terry V out of Florida's music will take us home. The track is titled Baby Girl. Baby Girl, that's the name of the track. Terry V is a friend here on the show. Enjoy her music. It will take us home. Continue the conversation. Keep it going. We'll chat next Tuesday night.
Baby girl, I understand that sometimes life can bring you down, but I just want to encourage you and let you know that God will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Just take it all to God and he will take care of everything.